there was great excitement in Cork and actually pretty much around the country, really, because Cathal Heffernan, who is the son of Robin Marion, two Olympians who everybody knows, big characters in sport, brilliant sports people and great ambassadors for the country for two decades now, maybe even a little bit more. So their son, Cathal, is on the brink of a move to Italian giants AC Milan. So he's only 16 years of age. He plays for the Republic of Ireland and Cork City. So he's awaiting FIFA clearance for a loan move to Italy with a permanent deal expected in the summer. Well, Tony O'Donoghue was dispatched to Cork to catch up with the Heffernan family. So first of all, he spoke to young Cathal. Let's hear what he had to say.
It's great. Like, I've been, ever since I heard the news, it was just buzzing. Like, you know, I can't. Like, at times it just doesn't even feel real. Like, it's just a dream, like, for me, you know. It's, and hopefully, like, I'm just raring to get started now.
Now, transfer deadline day, so of course we're just waiting for the final details, the I's and the T's to be dotted and crossed and whatever they say. How's it been for your parents?
Oh, I'd say they've been up the walls. Like, it's been a stressful few days for them now between, you know, just getting things organised and stuff like that. But it has, like, they've been so good to me. Like, they've, like, my poor dad there, he's been stressed out of his head, like.
But listen, the journey to here so far, I mean, you've been playing sports all your life, of course, but when did the soccer become the number one?
The soccer only became number one a few years ago. Like, I'd say when I was maybe 13, because when I started getting into, like, the international squads and stuff like that, like, that's when I kind of realised that, no, look, I think I have an opportunity here and I think I have a chance. And from then on, you're just full steam ahead at the football. But no, I was always, you know, very sporty when I was younger.
And the fact that you visited a lot of clubs around Europe recently, what was that experience like?
Oh, it was brilliant, you know, and I think that's the main thing. Like, I'm going to really take that into my stride when I do make the move, because it has helped me, like, and I think I've matured and I think I'm ready to make the move, because it has definitely, like, all the experiences, you know, it's time to put them into practice now and use them, like.
Cathal Heffernan there speaking to Tony O'Donoghue, very composed for a 17-year-old, isn't he?
Extremely composed, and I suppose, Marie, if he's going to make the decision to move to an Italian club, he's going to have to learn a language, live in a new country, etc., state and all the obvious things, but you'd have to be mature to go and do that and be able to make that decision. And I'm sure Marion and Rob have to be happy that Cathal is mature enough to go and do those things. And obviously they are. But I listened to Tony just mention there that he had been around a couple of clubs in Italy last summer, and that was organised by Stephen Ireland. And that really changed my opinion of Stephen Ireland. I looked at him when he was playing as an international for Ireland and some of the poor choices he may have made and how he's now trying to help younger players and not make the same mistakes as he made himself. That's what I read it, and I kind of thought, wow, there's a guy who probably didn't, well, maybe wasn't mature enough to do all the right things himself, who's now trying to help others. And it definitely brought Stephen Ireland up in my estimation when I read that about him today.
He's got a son as well who's around the same go as Cathal. Joshua is his name, and I think he's played a couple of times for underage Republic of Ireland teams. I'll check that out. But he obviously, as you said, has learned so much from his own experiences and has an awful lot of knowledge to impart on young players coming out of Ireland. And it was just interesting, Rob has been speaking about him in the past and they're really good friends now. He comes and stays in his house in Cork, and I'd say they're travelling around now, having a lot of crack going to all these European clubs. Not a bad old lifestyle,
no,
either.
No, exactly, not a bad lifestyle, but isn't it a great window of opportunity for Irish players, the continent? The door in England looks closed and the continent is open, I suppose.
Yeah, so Kevin Zeffie, we've spoken about him quite a bit as well, from Shamrock Rovers. He moved over to Italy to Inter Milan, and then defender James Abankwa also moved over. We only spoke about him last week, so the two of them are going to be in Italy as well, with Abankwa in Udinese. So we'll be watching our Italian football a whole lot more for sure. But what was found really interesting, and look, maybe our listeners will be able to put me right, is that Cathal only really started focusing on football 3 years ago. Now, there's so much debate and conversation about early specialisation and when's the best time to focus on one sport. But 3 years at focusing fully on football and heading off to AC Milan doesn't look like a bad return.
No, it doesn't. And I don't know. I'd be a massive believer in allowing children and kids the opportunity to play everything. And it does frustrate me when, as a parent now, when training starts at one sport and it's encroaching on what is another sport, and everyone clambering to get the kids into one gig. I think it should be fun, and they should be allowed play as many sports as they could. I ended up a professional jockey. Now, I always had a pony, but I played every sport until I was 16, until I had to pick riding race horses, and I made a pretty successful career out of being a jockey, only concentratedly solely on it from the age of 16. So, and I played rugby actually till I was 17. But I'm not. Look, obviously there is the Williams sisters, and there's Andre Agassi, and there's all those stories you hear.
Tiger,
yeah. But look, there's all the stories that go wrong that you don't hear, and I think it should be enjoyment, and kids should be playing as many sports as they can, so they'll play on into their adult life enjoying sport rather than quitting everything when they're 16.
It doesn't seem to have done him any harm anyway with the way that he has been progressing, but he definitely has great role models in Rob and Marion to keep him on the right track and to advise him. And when you think about genetics and environment and just knowledge, he's in the perfect place really to be able to make those right decisions. Like, he's really lucky that he has people surrounding him that are really knowledgeable on training practices, high performance, nutrition. It doesn't get better than that.
No, it doesn't, but expectation, and that's what his life probably always has been as well. I mean, both Rob and Marion, as athletes, you're pretty much an individual. They can be lonely enough, I'm sure, both of their sports at times, and they'll have managed highs and lows all through their lives that Cahill will have witnessed and seen, and it will have him on a level footing. But he has to go and make his own career now. He's not going to get a contract in or get on the first team in AC Milan because he's two athletes' son. He has to make his own life, and it'll be a big culture change for him, and you wish him all the best. It's great to see him to be brave enough to go and do it.
Totally. Well, let's hear from Marion and Rob. Tony O'Donoghue also caught up with them a little bit earlier.
It kind of hasn't settled in yet, you know. It's been a couple of weeks now in the making, and we're kind of down to the business end of it now, and it's yeah, it's been mad, and it's you know, he's put in so much work over the last year, you know, trialing and, you know, playing international games and playing games of City, and it's just everything now has kind of led to this now. So it's, you know, as soon as everything is signed, we'll start to you know, let it sink in for us.
Is the bag packed?
It is. Both are. Yeah. So we're just waiting for the call now, and the flights will be booked, and he'll be on his way. Like, so, yeah. It's
and for your baby to be going away at such a young age, as mature as he appears to be, that's a big wrench, isn't it?
No, it is. Do you know what? I think the soccer world now, it's, you know, it does nurture them, you know, and they, you know, he's going to be provided with a school. As he said, he's a good friends over there. They're in contact with him since he'd been on trial there last year. So even now, he does have a connection to the place. So, you know, it's all you can do is put him into the environment and hope he goes. And it's, you know, what better place to learn or cut your teeth than AC Milan? Like, so he's been very fortunate in the sense that he's got through, you know, pathways in Cork City and with the Irish team. And now, you know, he gets to go the next step. So who knows?
And Rob, for you, you've been over there, of course, and did you get a good sense of the place, a good vibe?
Yeah, I think they're all good now. Like, all of the clubs that I went to, the facilities are brilliant, the coaches are brilliant, the environments are brilliant, so it's where his gut instinct is then, and I think just getting him into that environment and developing, I think he'll do really, really well, and I think he knows exactly there's no glamour to that lifestyle, you know, and I think he'll do really well, like, because he's gone through a lot in the last couple of years, and he's progressed really well internationally. He's been on a lot of tries. The Brexit thing was obviously a big blow at the time. So with Stephen Ireland's help getting contacts in Europe and being to them clubs, and a lot of them came really close, and he's gone through a lot of disappointments as well. And I think he's a really good attitude in the sense when he goes away and it's like, no, if I show the best version of myself and I do really well, it's out of your control. And he's been really good that way. And we probably did more travelling last year during the pandemic than I did through all my athletics career. And it was a massive, massive learning curve for all of us.
That was Rob and Marion Heffernan speaking to Tony O'Donoghue.